parents have went home, or they going home, or whatever, they done got eliminated by the Timberwolves at the beginning of the season, when they said Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker would be on the same team. I thought, possible championship. And then Bradley Beal was injured the majority of the season. And that kind of threw it off. And now, what happened to them this time was they ran into the Timberwolves. I do believe if they had got matched up against a different team, they might have came up. But the Timberwolves, that's a hell of a team. If they had matched up against not anybody else, but just a different team, it's possible they would have had a better chance. But and Bradley Beal, he was talking a little bit of trash. He'd be damned if he gets swept, because he ain't never been swept before. Well, he got swept this time, so I wonder if he'd be damned. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, he was kind of guaranteeing a win, and all he had was like 9 points. He ain't even do nothing. Devin Booker is the one that showed out. Of course, Kevin Durant was Kevin Durant. And Bradley Beal had nerve to be in. They blaming the coach, kind of. Yeah, they kind of blaming the coach that they lost. Don't blame the coach that they lost. You had 9 points. How you gonna blame him because you got 9 points? He wasn't out there playing. You know what I'm saying? Don't blame the coach. But of course, he gonna get fired, because it seems from a lot of stuff that I read, they blaming the coach. They said they don't like the way their offense was ran. They don't know what they was doing. All kind of weird shit coming out about the coach. Frank Vogel is a good scapegoat. The Lakers did it to him. Now the Suns are doing it to him. And maybe they right. Shoot, I ain't in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he is the problem. Don't seem like he the problem, but maybe he is. I don't know no better. I think after this, after Frank Vogel get fired this time, I think he's just going to be an assistant coach for the rest of his career. I don't think he really ever going to get a chance to be a head coach again, because he's botched two different teams that superstars, not just regular players, LeBron and all them, and not Kevin Durant. I don't know if LeBron said anything bad about him, but LeBron was on that team that kind of blamed him. And then they hired Darvin Ham, which is just ridiculous. But he got a bad reputation now. So he probably would be on somebody's staff for the rest of his career as an assistant or a trainer or some shit. I guess I feel sorry for him, but because I don't really think it was his fault. But then again, like I said, it might be his fault, because Kevin Durant said he was trying to tell him to be in the corner and shoot threes and all types of shit like that, and made him play the four and stuff. So maybe it is his fault, because as a coach, you do need to lead the show, but you also need to listen to the players. Kevin Durant been in the league for a long time. He knows the best position for him to play. You know, they out there playing. They know the best thing that needs to be done. So you got to listen to the players a lot. These are professionals. These ain't college players. These ain't no babies. So they do know what they're talking about. You know, another thing, I was talking to somebody about, I said, man, some of these fans, sports fans in general, I'm an NBA fan, I am, but I don't take it that serious. I know some people that would literally go to jail, even prison, because they'll fight somebody because they said something bad about their favorite player, or said something bad about their team, or they actually try to hurt you over that. What? Look here, man. Never. I've been watching the NBA for a long time. And never, ever have I ever been so angry about a team losing or my favorite player getting eliminated or some shit like that, where I was actually mad for more than a couple of minutes. I don't know these people. I don't play for the Lakers or play for no team. You know, the hell do I care that much for? I don't give a shit how much of a fan I am. I'm not gonna upset myself about something weird like that. And that goes for all entertainment, musicians, and all types of shit. I don't care that much. You know what I'm saying? I care about people around me. Now, if my cousin got in a fight or something like that, or something happened to one of my family members, not sports related, but like real life related, then I'm upset. But sports and entertainment, I could give a shit where I'm gonna get that mad about it. I was thinking about that because I see people sometimes fighting in the stands and threatening people on the internet and all types of shit like that. Like, you really care that much about a sport that you're not even playing? Yeah, like, you on the team. Even the people on the team don't even care that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the goofy one. They go home into their mansion and sleep with their wives and have a great time. And your ass upset for a couple of days because your favorite team lost. The people on the team don't even care that much. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Goofballs. And on the other side of it, when the team that I want to win, when they win or they are successful or whatever throughout the season, same with that. Like, say for instance, I was rooting for the Nuggets, which I am, and they win the whole championship, I'm gonna be happy for them, but I ain't getting shit out of it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting a damn thing out of the Nuggets winning. I ain't getting no money. I ain't getting no trophy. I ain't getting nothing out of it. I'll be happy when it happened. And then, like, 15 minutes later, I really don't give a shit. Because it doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. Now, if I'm betting on the game and I win a lot of money, then yes, I might be jumping up and down and screaming and hollering and stuff, depending on how much I win. But other than that, I've never bet on a game before. Yeah, I never got into sports gambling. I want to. I really do. Not because of the money aspect, just because it makes it more interesting. It makes it more fun. It makes it more exciting. Yeah, that's it. And I want to even bet a lot. The minimum amount is what I would get put in. Because I ain't, I'm not risking my money. So, that's the only way that it would make it more exciting past 10, 15 minutes. But since I've never bet on sports before, my excitement only lasts about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And if I'm upset, even in the slightest, about my team losing, that only lasts about 2-3 minutes. And then I'm over it. Because I got better shit to do. And better things to think about. Then some people that I don't know, never met, probably never gonna meet, on a team that I'm never gonna play for, never played for, have nothing to do with, lost, I'm not gonna get mad about that. Yeah, I don't care how many jerseys or how many games I've attended and all that shit. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just entertainment, man. It's not real life. Yeah, that's why I don't know why people take it so serious. I love getting online and watching the jokes and people go back and forth about who their favorite player is and debating and stuff. That's fun. That's entertaining too. But to actually get emotional about it and getting upset about it or getting too excited about it, I think that's just ridiculous. Because you start thinking like, man, you ain't got nothing else better to do in your life or nothing more to think about or worry about or whatever. You should have much bigger things in your life going on than worrying about some strangers. Yeah. Goofy to me. But that's just me. That's just me. But the thing is, I am 100% an NBA fan. 100% I am. And I do follow it. I keep up with it. But I just don't get emotional about it. In any way. I don't get happy emotional about it. I don't get sad or upset emotional about it. Never have. I'm proud of that too, man. Cause I do watch a lot of basketball, but it just doesn't, thank God, it just doesn't affect me like that at all. Like, I wanted the Suns to win, and I was upset that he got knocked out, but it only lasted for about 30 seconds. And then I was like, oh well. And that was it. And I didn't even, let me stop lying. I wasn't never upset about it. I was disappointed for about 30 seconds. I don't care about that. Like, I really, really wanted LeBron and the Lakers to go far. But they about to go home. And when they do go home, it's gonna be like, damn, that's sad. Oh well. Move on. Who cares? Don't you got a job or some other shit to do? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing else important to do. Find yourself something better to do than to be worrying about something like that. But anyways, man, you know, two teams that I forgot about was Dallas Mavericks, the Clippers, well, 3-10, and the Pacers. I forgot all about them. And I'm going to say this, no chance, definitely no chance. But with the Dallas Mavericks and the Bucks, I forgot about them too. No chance. They about to go home, all of them, eventually. I really want the I really want the Mavericks to come out victorious. I did want the Bucks to come out victorious, but they got more players in street clothes than they do on the court, so that's not gonna happen. I don't really know much about the Pacers. I'm indifferent with them, so I ain't got nothing critical or good to say about them. But they fun, man. They fun. Some fun teams. Not the Bucks. They not fun. The Pacers, they look like a fun team. How about the Orlando Magic? What they talking about? What the Orlando Magic talking about? That's fun, man. Disney World. We going to Disney World. The Young. How about OKC? Them too. But Orlando Magic, they fun, man. They not gonna win no championship, but they having a good time. Yeah, they having a good time. Same thing with the OKC. They not winning the championship, but they having a good time. They having a real good time. Looking at the Timberwolves, I think they got a chance, man. I really do. I don't think they could beat the Nuggets. But they, you know, they gonna put up a good fight. I'll tell you that much. They gonna put up a good fight with any team. Yeah. For sure. See, to me, it's a difference between having an exciting team that do fancy plays and is young, run up and down, and all that type of stuff, and having a solid, good team that can win. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what the Timberwolves got. Timberwolves got a solid, good team that can actually possibly win the championship. OKC, the Pacers, and them, they got fun, exciting teams. You know what I'm saying? It's good to watch and that can disrupt things and stuff. But they, I don't think they can win. The Mavericks, I want them to win something. Cause I always liked the Mavericks ever since Dirk was on there. And I'm not a Clippers fan. No, not at all. I don't like Westbrook. I don't really like Paul George. James Harden, he cool. And the way I always compared this season in particular, I always compared the Suns to the Clippers. You got some superstar, where the Clippers have more superstar veteran players. So the Clippers, think about it, man. The Clippers got at least two for sure Hall of Famers on their team. Ain't no way in this world James Harden ain't going to the Hall of Fame. And it definitely ain't no way that Russell Westbrook ain't going to the Hall of Fame. Both of them locked into the Hall of Fame. Kawhi is a maybe. And then they got Paul George. So they got like a big four over there. The Suns had a big three. And the Clippers are doing what I thought the Suns would do. put up a fight. And not only are they putting up a fight, they actually might take the Mavericks out. Which is suck for the Mavericks, man. But it'd be cool for the Clippers. Because the thing is with the Clippers is they got four players on their team that want to run the show. You know what I'm saying? They want to run the show. And all of them are capable. James Harden, he capable of being a star on his own team. He was a star on his own team. Same thing with Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George. All of them being individual stars on their own team. So, they ready for it. That's what the Suns should have been doing too, man. I don't know, man. I'm disappointed in the Suns. Maybe it was the coach. Have I changed my mind about who I think will win? Hell no. I still think it's either going to be the Timberwolves, the Nuggets for sure. The Nuggets for sure. That's the team I'm banking on. The Nuggets winning it all. Timberwolves, Nuggets. And, damn, I done forgot the third team now. I guess I have changed my mind because it was three teams that I was thinking about. But I don't even remember. Timberwolves, Nuggets. Oh, shit. Man, I got a bad memory. That's all I see now. I don't change. I had three teams. But now all I see is the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Somebody I'm missing, though. But that's where I'm at right now. Timberwolves, Nuggets.